Gentlemen,
unity, yeah.
You're all just so freaking fabulous and lovely and kind and decent people that listen to the Vinnie Eastwood show, aren't you? I think it's because you're probably the most reasonable audience that exists in the world today. I want to shout out to all the people who've been listening to me for quite some time now, over a year. Goodness knows how you put up with me, but after all, we do wind up having a heck of a lot of fun, and I actually get a hell of a lot of advice from listeners all the time about how to improve being a radio show host, and I kind of thought about the relationship that a host has with an audience, and it's more or less a responsibility, right, to listen to your audience. Whereas it's not both ways. The audience doesn't have a responsibility to listen to you. It's totally their choice and they can be flippant if they like. Whereas a host, on the other hand, as soon as he gets any criticism, as soon as he gets any advice, guest suggestions, etc., you got to really be on the ball. And I've tried to be as much as I can. Now, there is a wonderful video that I just uploaded to my YouTube channel, which was pretty funny. We were out late at night. The All Blacks had just won the Rugby World Cup. And I was doing a few little media statements, as I do, on the side of Queen Street. And, of course, yes, as is normally the case, rugby heads came up behind me and tried to interfere with my broadcast. Not in a bad way, though. They're just kind of like sitting there, you know, just drunk, just going, All Blacks. Yeah, basically, not entirely unforeseen circumstance there. When I talk about the elections in front of them, on the other hand, they're quite, well, seem to be really happy with me. And because I was, well, being critical. And I don't know, if you're interested in rugby, why would you be critical of politics? Maybe you'd be scarce to believe that you'd be critical of anything, especially with the amount of alcohol you must consume. Anyway, I wanted to talk about yesterday. There was a technical fault. It was due to the fact that I've been uploading HD videos to my YouTube channel now. And I want to actually thank the listener who sent me a little HD camera so I can do that. It just meant that I went over my limit for the internet, and I got restricted back to dial-up speed, 0.07 megabytes per second download. Absolutely incredibly awful. And I was surprised that the Skype worked at all. So, yeah, we've managed to rectify that problem today for you, so there shouldn't be any of those problems. Just thought everybody should know. Other than that, I'd like people to call in today what you think about the Rugby World Cup and the wholesale theft of public assets. And in general, sports. Sports are pretty freaking fun if you give a flying F about them, which I don't. And they serve as a massive distraction. And this happens all over the world. Doesn't matter what event it is. Massive distractions. Huge. Hundreds of thousands of people into a stadium. And they basically don't talk about anything of relevance for an extended period of time. Before, during, and after the events. Now, we're now three days out from the All Blacks victory, and the coverage that the news is getting to it is absolutely monstrous. Like, I watch First Line in the morning. It's like the morning news show kind of thing, and I love it. They seem to be splitting it maybe 50-50 with rugby and sport and the rest of the news. Kind of, in fact, probably more like 70% rugby and sport and maybe about 30% real news. And I've got to make a proviso there. If it's from mainstream media, it's not real news in general. Because, let's have a look at this recent thing that I was posted on my Facebook wall. We have John Key saying in Parliament that Standard & Poor's, after degrading the New Zealand currency down twice from AAA plus to, I don't know, I think it's like just A plus now or AA, you know, some kind of Energizer battery. And he said that Standard & Poor's had told him or had said in their meeting that if there was a change of government, i.e. if they elected Labour, the left hand of the two hands that are choking the life out of the 99% as we speak, that if they were elected, that there would be another massive freaking downgrade. Turns out that was based upon one guy who said this to John Key and just basically made it up. And John Key repeated it in Parliament. And of course, the media took a day or two to figure that out, that he was lying. And the Labour Party have said that he needs to apologise. Now, I don't know what the media is on about. I mean, now they're reporting that John Key is lying? This is not news. That's what I mean by the media doesn't report real news, because this is way late in the piece. Way late in the piece. He's been lying from day dot. Not least of all, he incidentally tried to make out that he was part of the 99%, considering he was in charge of foreign trade and derivatives trading for Europe on the board of the Federal Reserve Bank in New York for 2 years as Merrill Lynch's representative. He's not part of the 99%. He's clearly part of the 1%. And clearly engages in copious quantities of scumbaggery. Which is certainly a good reason to criticise the mofo, to tell him he is a scumbag, and to point the finger at him as often as humanly possible. In a propagandistic type fashion, of course, mind you. Because repetition, according to the CIA, is one of the most effective forms of brainwashing. John Key is a lying scumbag. John Key is a lying scumbag. And yes, you guessed it, John Key is a lying scumbag. Why exactly is anybody even questioning this anymore? How is this news? It's not. It's just the status quo. I mean, look, the news could come out and say the sky is blue. That's about how much relevance their news have. It's like, duh, we've been putting it in, and the sky is blue, and John Key's a scumbag liar. I mean, they're retarded. Honestly. Where do they get their qualification? Did they even get a qualification? Is there some description of Weet-Bix box out there that you can manage to, like, a 1 in 100 chance of getting a journalism degree out of? Is that where these people get their political motivation? It seems that the political reporters are the dumbest of the lot. Sports reporters seem to be a little bit more onto it because at least they know what they're talking about. It's inextricable. The number, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to bash on sport, and I'm sure some of you do, is 402-237-2525. That's 402-237-2525. We're supposed to be having Benjamin Fulford on today, and this will probably be like the third or fourth time we've had him to schedule him on where he hasn't turned up because, well, let's just say it's difficult to keep your schedule in mind when you're irradiated because you'd be broadcasting for Tokyo. I, of course, didn't remind him beforehand about this because it's currently, 6 a.m., 7 a.m. in Tokyo time or something like that. And Benjamin's apparently not a very early riser. So, yeah, probably should have reminded him the night before. So this is much my fault as anything. But in that case, what we're going to do is we're going to try and fill the show up as we know how, with fabulous callers and some decent freaking commentary. Red October. Anybody ever heard of this? No? Okay, let me explain. 1917, the Russian Red Revolution. There were protests happening all over the country. People were saying that the very small minority at the top were choking the majority, choking the workers, stealing all their money, undermining their way of life, and that they wanted that to change. They wanted equality. They wanted higher wages. They wanted the government to stop being quite so corrupt. They wanted the financial speculators to get their act together and stop being such a bunch of scumbags. Does that sound familiar? Why, yes, it does. And incidentally, the date that they had that protest in Russia in 1917, known as Red October, happened on October the 15th, which was the same day that the Occupy Wall Street protests started. Does this ring a bell? Anybody? Staged communist revolution? Marxist-Leninists? It's the same thing over and over again. It's like I said yesterday on the show. People need to get out of this mindset of revolution. Revolution means to go round in a circle. What we really need to be thinking about is evolution. So we can actually develop, make something just a little more relevant. The political ideologies and paradigms that we've come to know in this day and age are no longer relevant, are they? No matter what political ideology is currently in power, whether that be banksterism, corporatism, or scumbaggeryism, it's not working. We've either got to push the pause button. So everybody just stop what you're doing. Stop. Okay? Here's a cliff right in front of us. We're about to go over it. Stop. Okay? Stop protesting. Stop working. Stop doing anything. Sit back. Think. Learn for a bit. And figure out what the hell is going on before you go any further. Okay? We're in a lot of trouble here. In every conceivable way that matters. Indeed, speaking of things that are in a bit of trouble, there's been this hyped measles outbreak in New Zealand. You might be interested to know. And, hold on, we've got Tom in San Antonio on the line here. And, Tom, you might appreciate this. We had this kind of staged measles outbreak, as I said. And the solution, get this, is instead of giving the children the MMR vaccine, which has been linked to autism and then debunked and then linked back to autism, is they're going to give it to children 6 months earlier instead of 18 months. They're going to give it to them at 12 months. Not only that, but they're going to give them a double dose. First dose at 12 months and the second dose 28 days later. Now, that seems just a little bit crazy to me. But then again, I know research and facts and evidence. So I'm just a fool, aren't I? Welcome, Tom.
Hey, Benny. Good to talk to you, buddy. I haven't talked to you in a while. I got moved out. My wife broke up with me, and I got kicked out. Well, not kicked out, because she didn't want to take care of me because I have multiple sclerosis. So I'm a bad boy. And my disease is really bad, so I'm living in renting a room, and I'm in, an assisted care facility now, so I'm like a prisoner's kind of. Sucks, but life goes on. Could be worse. I could be humbler. I got a little information for you about Arnold Schwarzenegger. Right before he went into Bohemian Grove this year, he got offered... Now, this is serious. This part is serious. He got offered to be a star in a cowboy movie. Did you know that?
Unbelievable.
Yeah. So I came up with a couple titles for the movie, and I thought I'd share them with you. Maybe Arnold will want to use them. One of them is Bud Buddies from Bohemian Grove, Colon Cowboys, or Hand Job at the Allgate Corral.
Yep. Sounds very tasteful. And I think that'll be rated G for general consumption. Because after all, everything seems to be a bit sexualized these days. We'll be right back. Hold on the line, Tom.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners, which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Feeling stressed, tired, lacking energy, or lacking libido? Now you can take control of your healthcare goals in the privacy of your own home with the use of reliable, high-quality health products from Ideal Health in New Zealand. Conveniently delivered to your door anywhere in the world. You'll find our friendly health team offer well-researched health information plus the highest quality health products. We want to ensure you not only get the best value products available, but also ensure you get the fastest therapeutic results. With over 2,600 pages of health information and natural products, all compiled by our friendly naturopathic team. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Warning. 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 American Freedom Radio is habit forming. American Freedom Radio is habit forming. Use the truth carefully.
Listen to Time for Hemp, hosted by Casper Leach. Afternoons, Monday through Friday, 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. Central. Only on American Freedom Radio.
Anger to a place that ain't gonna get up in your face. The facts we okay, but the system fails. We got to change the way we see the problem if we're gonna fix this place. My living
Welcome
soul
back.
Don't care about the color of your face.
It's all about looking at the actual problems. It's not about plucking the nasty feather that you don't like off the chicken. It's about beheading that chicken and turning it into a meal. Making something productive. Something that isn't completely insane. Something that provides nourishment. None of which is something that we've come to know from government. My caller here, Tom, in San Antonio. So you've broken up with your wife, Tom. That's really sad, man.
Yeah. Well, it was her idea, not mine. My wife, 12 years.
Oh, that's rough. What reasons did she give?
She liked when I had you on. She liked you listening to you. You know, she thought you were okay. She liked your English accent, your Australian accent, your New Zealand accent, whatever. I don't know what kind of accent it is, but I like it too.
Yeah. Apparently, it's all the same to Americans.
See, it's the thing is, if, you know, when things are good and things are right in a marriage, you know, and you just buy a brand new house and stuff like that. You're making good money, then the women love you. But then you get sick, you lose your job because you can't do it anymore, and things ain't good anymore. Then they slowly get rid of you or find somebody else. I guess you just get used.
Yeah.
I guess it works both ways. I hope
it
that
does,
joke wasn't
too... It does work both ways.
Yeah, I hope that joke, or that observation of mine about Arnold was it wasn't too out of line. Too distasteful.
Not out of line for me, but the network producers and the FCC might have something to say about it, but you know.
Why? I mean, I didn't say the Shiite word or the F word. They seem to be the biggest ones they don't like, right?
That's true. I mean, you did kind of slip them in there just quietly.
No, I didn't say either one of those.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't think it should be that bad. What's the problem?
No, I don't want to get you in any trouble, you know. And that's why I always purposely make sure. I try not to even use them words in my normal talking with people, you know, because it just sounds like you're ignorant, you know, when that's all you can say, you know, F this and F that, you know.
It smacks of a lack in vocabulary, don't you think, when people
don't have nothing to do.
See, this is the interesting thing about FCC regulations is that I've learned to actually speak better using less cuss words.
Right, exactly. And you can, if you're talking to intelligent people, you can describe what you're saying a lot better too with the right words. But if they're uneducated people, you can use the biggest words you want, and you're just gonna confuse them. You know, the big 10-cent words they call them, like. Yeah. Pompous or whatever. If you get too pompous, then you completely lose them. They don't know what the hell you're talking about, you know?
Yeah, it's like on Idiocracy. His strange words and way of speaking made him appear faggy and stupid. You know, and everybody was just... but that's a two-way street.
Oh, I didn't know he was supposed to say faggy.
Well, think about this. Don't you think it's a two-way street? Because let's say you're talking to a whole bunch of dumb people who just like speak old gangster and stuff, and they get kind of frustrated with your big words and your out-of-town accent, and then of course they start talking to you as an intelligent person, and they're cussing all the time, they're using the word dope repeatedly, and you kind of sit there and you're like, ugh, give me something for the pain. You know, inject it into my femoral artery. If you must, get me the F out of here.
Yeah. Oh, I want to tell you something I did recently. A good thing. I went down to the end of Fed rally down in San Antonio at the Federal Reserve Building down there. And we had a protest there on a Sunday. Well, too bad it was closed, but it was with Alex Jones. But there was about 80 or maybe 100 people down there. It was raining like crazy, but they were... It was nice to be with a bunch of like-minded protesters, you know, and we're like screaming and yelling and hooting and hollering and having a good time. And Alex Jones is out there with his megaphone. He's getting soaking wet. You know, it's raining like crazy, but he don't care. I was talking to him. He's a stranger. You look him in the eyes, shake his hand, and talk to him, and he's not like he don't act like a big shot, you know, like he's any better than anybody else. He just acts like a normal guy. I like him. I even like him more now. Alex is all right with me.
I
take him in the morning. You calm my nerves in the afternoon with your comedy and stuff. And your perspective. And I like Benjamin Pulver. He's a real good guest. Is he gonna? You think you're gonna get him today, maybe, or is that a?
Well, I'll schedule him again sometime because he generally contacts me on Skype about maybe 2 or 3 hours after the show finishes and says, are we going to be on soon? We'll get him on again because it's just a scheduling thing. Like I say, this has been like the second, third time or whatever, and it's starting to grind on me just a little bit now. But he's worth the effort, I think, because he's a good, a good dude. He's got incredible information,
really,
and you know, it's not like this is the worst I've ever been through in the show trying to get people up, because you know we get really top
sometimes
guests
you
on
just
this
get
show.
Callers.
We have incredibly busy schedules. Sorry, go ahead.
Sometimes it's just cool when you just get callers on the show and we listen to different people like Tim up there. I don't know where he's from, Tim, and all them guys, different guys and or people. I heard you got some guy from Texas the other day. I was surprised. I didn't know if anybody else from Texas even called was listening to the show. I don't know if I don't know if there's anybody else from San Antonio. There's almost 2 million people here.
Yeah. Hey, well, if you're from San Antonio and you're currently listening to this show, call in 402-237-2525. That's 402-237-2525. 25-25 and you come on here with Tom and San Antonio and myself, because I think it is like this, and I was talking to somebody the other day about this precise topic, Tom, that when you're sort of in a community and you don't know other truthers around you and things of that nature, you kind of feel a little bit isolated, and
I do.
It's usually an idea to get out there and look for them, you know, seek and ye shall find. And because that, truthers aren't really hard to find, which is kind of scary in a way, but...
that's what I do. It was really nice. I met some really nice people down there, you know. It was really cool, you know.
I think it's the same wavelength, and you kind of feel almost like, this is where I need to be.
Yeah.
Did you get that feeling, that kind of feeling of relief?
I need to be with people like that, but it's mostly younger people, and I guess I was too old or something. I don't know. I'm an old man.
I don't know, Tom. I kind of like the old people that come to the protests in Auckland and stuff like that. I find that they know a lot because they've been around a while. And what I find is really sad about our society nowadays is that there used to be the sort of elders mentoring the younger generation and helping them to expand their knowledge just using their experience. You know, that's real knowledge because it's knowledge from experience. And nowadays, everybody's going to university and they're not getting real knowledge at all. They're just getting BS that Cockney turkey
propaganda
in a tweed suit made up 100 years ago or something like that that's completely irrelevant and turns you into this almost like a mindless thinker, if that's even possible. That's what I find is the problem with a lot of these university people these days, man, is that they just can't think, you know. They know a hell of a lot of crap and they can spout off, et cetera, about, oh, this is how you argue properly and blah, blah, blah. There ain't no bloody rules, mate. Okay, you're either right or you're wrong. How you figure that out, how many rules do you need? You don't really need any.
Your heart should tell you if you're right or wrong, or if you're doing good or bad. I think that should be something that you feel from inside. I know I do, you know. I know what I'm doing wrong or I'm doing good. You know, I can feel it's a good feeling when you're doing good for somebody or doing good, you know, for an animal or... or a stranger or something like that, or if you're doing bad, you know it. You feel it. I think it's a building mechanism or something.
What do you think? I think that's kind of like humans in general have this sort of very, very social attitude. Like they... that's the reason why our brains are allegedly so much larger in contrast to body size with any other species on the planet, is because we have a lot of capacity for social recognition. Like there's hundreds and thousands of different types of facial expressions, word tones, body language, etc. Incredibly complex signals and stories that get told with all these very minute sort of details within people. And everybody's got these different relationships. Like there's the mother-daughter relationship, which is sacred, the father-son relationship, and the relationship that brothers have, and friends that have been in the military together. Everybody's got these very interesting and unique social tics that they share a lot with each other. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people have these common traits, loyalty, respect, honesty, integrity, those kind of things that you really feel need to be, in this modern day society, emphasized a heck of a lot more than they currently are. You don't see much of it at all. But if you want to go out and have a look for half-naked chicks on Facebook, for example, there is a plethora awaiting your very mouse click. You know?
Yeah.
That's how degraded we've got. We've got all the choice.
I want
choice.
To see when I'm in my room. I don't want to see when I'm in the screen. I want to see when I'm in my room.
So I didn't quite catch that, Tom.
I want to see when live in my room, not on the computer screen, you know? A real one.
We all do. We all do. That's what I feel is quite strange about the internet, is that if you do something on the internet and it doesn't result in sort of interactions with real people kind of thing, then it's almost like a wasted opportunity. Like, I meet up with people on Facebook and YouTube and all of that, and then I meet up with them in person, or we'll do projects together. Like, they'll do some design work for me, or shoot video and upload it to my channel, and those kind of things. You know, when you're actually doing something with people, that solidifies the relationship and means that it's real.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'd like to do that, too. If I can... There's a We Are Change here in San Antonio, but I can't get a phone number for them. And the website, I emailed them and I just registered for it, and they never sent me any emails or anything back. You know, I wanted to hook up or go to one of their meetings or something, you know. But I don't know what else.
Well, see, the other option for that is, Tom, is that if people aren't doing what you want to see done in your community, then you do it.
Yeah, I should do it. Right, nobody ever heard, everybody I ever talked to, I always tell them, I said, you got to listen to this American Freedom Radio. I said, this station is great, it won't cost you nothing, you can get all kinds of, good, super quality sound, I mean, and you got some really good hosts, and very interesting topics, really, really knowledgeable people, plus the guests that they have are experts, and you can talk to guys like Bob Chapman, and I always tell my friend Vinny Eastwood, you know, I consider you a friend, you know. I said, he's a real nice guy. He's funny. It's just something nice. Funny is a nice, like, sarcastic kind of humor that you like in the afternoon. I don't know. What time is it there, Vinny?
Oh, it's 11:37 a.m.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. So, like, the show local time, it's kind of interesting with the time zone sort of thing, because, and this will confuse everybody, so I'll just run through it quickly. When we go through daylight savings, we have to do the show an hour later. So instead of starting at 10 a.m. as I was doing about a month ago, I'm starting at 11 a.m. And when the United States goes and puts their time back an hour again for their daylight savings, when they go back into the nice darkness and cold and bitter winter that we are now starting to have in the Northern Hemisphere all over the place, we have to go back an hour again. So that means my show will, instead of being 10 a.m. through midday as it is during the winter, it'll be midday through 2 p.m. Across the entire summer. Which I think is, you know, really great, but just means it's impossible to really have any kind of job that goes through the middle of the day, really, because you've got to do the radio show. But conveniently, though, I just had a meeting with Jonathan Eisen from the New Zealand Journal of Natural Medicine the other day, and they've hired me to sell some advertising for them in their magazine. And I know a heck of a lot of incredibly good health professionals that sell very nice natural products that would definitely be keen on getting their message out there and promoting some businesses that don't kill people for a living for once. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know. I tried to get a hold of your health. What's that health place that you promote in New Zealand there?
Hold on a second, mate. We've got to go.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. BlueShield comes in three models: a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about BlueShield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the BlueShield banner. BlueShield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. Following a radiological or nuclear event, radioactive iodine may be released into the air and then be breathed into the lungs. Radioactive iodine may also contaminate the local food supply and get into the body through food or through drink. When radioactive materials get into the body through breathing, eating or drinking, the thyroid gland quickly absorbs the chemical. Radioactive iodine absorbed by the thyroid can then injure the gland. But you can protect yourself with use potassium iodide, which acts to block radioactive iodine from being taken into the thyroid gland and can help protect this gland from injury. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. Tuberculite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Tuberculite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Tuberculite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Tuberculite water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Tuberculite banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Tuberculite water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Yo, what's up? Check this out.
The voice of the revolution. American Freedom Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Listen to the Ron Paul Revolution Radio Show with Rossi and Brocky. Join the revolution on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, 3 to 5 p.m. Central, and only on American Freedom Radio.
I stand alone against your mad, deadly, worldwide, conspiratorial, gangster, computer god communism with wall-to-wall, deadly gangster protection, lifelong sworn conspirators, murder, incorporated organized crime, the police and judges, the deadly sneak parroting puppet gangsters using all the gangster deadly Frankenstein controls, these hangman rope sneak deadly gangsters, the judges and the police trick, trap, rob, wreck, butcher, and murder the people that keep them terrorized in gangster Frankenstein earphone radio slavery for the communist gangster government and con artist parroting puppet gangster playboy scum on top.
Welcome back to the show that's all about gangsters and parroting and the puppetry of the scumbaggery.
Gangster police
it's the Vinnie Eastwood Show
the deadly gangster
on AmericanFreedomRadio.com and incidentally the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. And I'm speaking with Tom in San Antonio, who's been listening to the show for a long time. And one of the parts that's kind of I find myself also therapeutic about the show, because I occasionally will listen to the archives as well, you know, if we have a good show, a good guest or something like that, is that they're just kind of enjoyable to listen to. Like, I used to listen to a whole lots of real serious sort of talk radio, and it felt... It felt like I was expanding my knowledge, but it was energizing me rather than relaxing me. It was making me angry rather than happy to be listening to them. And Tom, we're also joined by another caller here on the line.
Well,
caller,
I can you're get off. The I'll just... I've been taking up too much of the show. I'll talk to you some other time. I'll listen. But thanks for talking. You cheered me up. I appreciate it, buddy. Okay.
Thanks. Yeah, that's Thank what you. I'm here for, man. Especially for you, Tom. You have a lovely day.
God bless me. Bye now.
Bye. All right. So my other caller, you're on the air. Area code 903. What's your first name and city you're calling from?
Hi, Vinny. I'm also calling from Texas. The Texas day, I guess. So anyway, I love your show. I do love your sarcasm. It does help me cope with things a great deal better. And laughing is important to get through the craziness. But I just have been thinking a lot about the Wall Street protests and the people there. I know there are a lot of good people there. And but I think, how do we get to these people who have been thoroughly indoctrinated in the centers of higher indoctrination, I guess I could call them. You know, they have not learned about the true principles of freedom, and they want to actually, I find it amazing, they want to give our government even more power over our lives, which will not turn out well. And so I've been thinking and racking my brain, sound bites, you know, posters, how do you help educate these people? And I think a couple simple, really short principles. Number one, in the Fed, of course, everybody knows that. Number two, banish globalism, go localism. And what I mean by that, I think Ron Paul, I kind of started to think about that when I heard his financial platform. We must eradicate as many federal programs as humanly possible to keep, you know, without completely crumbling our government, but take as much power and governance back to as local of a level as possible, and let the people have much more access to the power and the decision making. And I think that would really turn our country around. Like G. Edward Griffin said recently, I heard him, I thought it was just brilliant. We have got to go forward to the past, and what he meant was back over 100 years ago, before the Federal Reserve existed and all the corruption and the corporatocracy, back to when our country, the United States, was a lot freer. And I thought that was just a neat idea, and I think that we have to give these people simple messages. Think about it. Go local. You can have more freedom and choice and power over your lives. I think people feel powerless. So that's my idea. I wanted to see what you thought about it.
Well, I think you're absolutely right, because when you talk about solving problems, how many problems that are real far away from you that you don't understand are you capable of solving? Pretty much none of them. You know, that's the problem with people who think globally, is that they can't solve any of their problems locally because they're not focused on them, are they? You know, it's really silly. Look, your hometown is completely screwed, and you think that you're going to do a good job if you're running the whole world, which is infinitely more complex, which you're infinitely unfamiliar with. I mean, how many countries have you traveled to? You know, me personally, I've only traveled to like three or four other countries other than New Zealand. And I'm getting to the point where I'm just like, you know what, there's no blimmin' way that there's any conceivable possibility that I could write legislation for anybody in America or Britain or Tahiti or Australia or anything. I could barely write legislation for my own street corner.
Right. Oh, one more thing, an idea I had. Have you ever read War is a Racket by General Smedley Butler?
No, but I am familiar with Smedley Butler. He's the one who kind of pulled a turncoat on the Nazi fascists who were trying to basically stage a revolution in the United States and turned it into a fascist republic alongside and allied itself with Nazi Germany. Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
He testified to the Congressional Committee.
He wrote a great book called War is a Racket. And no one can argue with him. He was the most decorated war general ever, and in the Navy, Marines. But he literally, you know, showed how, in his service all over the world, how he figured out that he was fighting these wars for the enrichment of the elite. And then he laid out a fantastic solution to all of these ridiculous wars that don't need to happen. And his ideas are great, and they're funny too, because for instance, he says if we're going to go to war, then all of the bankers and all of the industrialists and all of the politicians should make exactly the same monthly pay as all of the soldiers. And that will stop a lot of wars, because they won't do that. So it's a great, I encourage you to read it, really short, and we've got this imperialism. So thanks for taking my call.
Well, just before you go, I wanted to actually grab your first name, so that when you call in again, we can welcome you by your name.
My name is Lisa from East Texas. It's kind of a small city in Texas.
Beautiful place. Hey, have you noticed that pretty much no matter where you live in the world, it's the same thing? Everybody likes their place where they live because, well, that's why they're living there, and they all think it's beautiful, and incidentally, that's why they're living there. I feel that the whole idea that you were talking about there is actually quite poignant and needs to be discussed a little more. I've got a question for you, if you don't mind.
Okay, sure.
How do you feel about this Wall Street protest? Do you think this is actually part of a genuine uprising by real people, or do you think it's kind of been co-opted and it's being staged?
I mean, I'm not there, and I can't really answer. I mean, I can't say, but my impressions are that it's been very co-opted, and I even think that there has been some instrumental ground laying done before it ever happened. I mean, that's what happened with the Arab Spring. It was all pre-planned, and it was fomented. I guess that's a good word. And I think partially this has too. They knew that when these things started, that there were enough people upset that they would come and join it, even though they had good intentions and they wouldn't know they were co-opted. So I think it's a mixture, but I do think it's not going to end well if it continues to grow. And if there's, as you say, there are no solutions, and revolution is not the answer. It really, I agree with you so much, Vinny. And thank you for saying that, because it's just, no revolution has ever ended well or with more freedom for the individual.
You've really kind of touched on something there that I feel is quite important as well. Can anybody out there name or point to a revolution where everything went hunky-dory afterwards and everybody got all their freedom restored?
Oh, no, because they save us. Fix these things, and they're asking the very same corrupt, megalomaniacal people to, they're trusting these insane criminals, or they think they're putting in somebody else in power that they can trust, and that is just, you can't trust human nature in the sense of great power, as you know, absolute power corrupts absolutely, and that's why we need to go back to more local governance. It's just like, for instance, Agenda 21. Most of those people there probably are not fighting against Agenda 21. And that's one of the things in globalism, this effort of globalizing global government, that you can, and that's really where you fight it, at the local level. Because it is a global program that they circumvent,
specifically
countries, and they go to the local level and convince people to implement these, private property robbing, freedom robbing, programs. And that's one thing you can fight at the local level, Agenda 21. And you just have to go to your city council meetings and your county council meetings and say, do you know you're actually implementing a UN program that is destroying freedom? No, we're not doing this.
Yeah, well, I asked my local government sinister, Rodney Hyde, this question about Agenda 21, and, he straight up says to me, I'm not a socialist, and I have no idea what Agenda 21 is.
Oh,
And I'd be surprised. If the UN even knew of my existence. It's like you're the local government minister of a country that is implementing copious quantities of Agenda 21 protocol and apparently has no idea about it. Yeah, right. Well, if you want to hold on over the break, you know, you're more than welcome to. But other than that, coming up next hour, ladies and gentlemen, I have no idea. So it's going to be awesome nonetheless. You're listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. We'll be right back after the break.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
What is it that's in your home that causes grown men to cower and children to run for cover?
Fun!
Food storage!
That's right. Food storage shouldn't be scary. At Simply Your Food, we are the premier providers of long-term, storable, GMO, and MSG-free meats, veggies, fruit, dairy, and pantry essentials like powdered butter. We even have a gluten-free line. Food storage shouldn't be scary. Let Simply Your Food help you with your food storage needs. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, phytoplankton and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
No rules. No rules. No taboo topics.
No taboo topics.
No fear of doom.
No fear of doom.
We are American Freedom Radio.
American Freedom Radio.
Tesla-charged 2 hours and talk radio, broadcasting live from New Zealand, broadcasting the lighter side of genocide, because in a world so full of chaos and madness, if you lose your sense of humour, you'll go friggin' nuts. And I believe this is what every intelligent person really, really, really needs to recognise. Those of you without humour will be those of you who have no reason when it comes to your decisions. And when I go down to protest a lot of the time, and I'm injecting a little bit of hilarity through a megaphone, as I do, I get some people coming up to me who are sort of upset. You know? John Key is a scumbag! Apparently, is not funny. What do you think, Lisa? Do you think that people that are basically getting their heads around very big issues like socialism, communism, capitalism, whatever-ism that you're talking about here, they seem to take things just far too seriously, and as a direct result, they don't act reasonably?
Well, I do think that, but I think they're more scared, or they might be embarrassed that they've been brainwashed for so long, and that they don't know about the bigger issues. And I have to make a confession, Benny. I have only been awake for about 5 years. Of course, it's a continuous process. I was raised to be a very conservative neocon, and I was, and I thought I was in the right because I had been propagandized. And my parents didn't know either that they'd been propagandized. I'm currently waking my 79 and 84-year-old parents up to the truth. So that, which leads me to really one thing I would encourage everyone, this is my newest area of research and learning, is I am currently I've ordered a book, I think it's by John Coleman, about the Tavistock Institute and how our entire world, at least the Western Hemisphere, has been systematically and scientifically brainwashed and propagandized, on purpose, by some very, very shadowy behind-the-scenes people, such as Edward Bernays, Walter Lippmann, and, the Tavistock Institute, Wallington House. And I just, it permeates and infects every area of our life, such as, oh, sports and how popular they are. Well, that was pushed on the, on societies on purpose. You're right, to distract us. And sports in itself aren't bad. I mean, my gosh, I've got three very athletic children, and they enjoy it, and that's fine. But, I see all of these people. I go to the football games on Friday night. My son plays in high school. And I look around at these people, and I'm like, you people don't know what's going on. You don't get it. This is your whole life. And so anyway, I wish I could just get up, get the microphone from the announcer at the game and get on there and say, you people need to learn about the Tavistock Institute. You need to learn about the Hegelian dialectical process because you're all brainwashed. And I, of course, that would not be a very kind way to put it, but that's how I feel.
Hold on a second here. If I can interrupt you, when you tell people what to do, they react really badly, don't they?
But
if you tell people what you've done, they react really positively, and it's the exact, and they learn the exact same lesson that you're trying to teach them.
Well, it's just like using their own using Bernays' own prophet. Of suggesting, suggestion and being subtle. And you're right, it's not in your face, you're stupid, here's what you need to do. You're right, it's all in how you approach it with people.
However, if you are in their face and you're like yelling and going ape and whatnot, the people in front of you who you're talking to, they don't like hearing that. But the people watching on YouTube just freaking love it because it's awesome. It's like, yes,
We're
just want to see it done, but it's not effective. But it is entertaining,
As long as as long as you're not the one on the receiving end, it's okay to experience.
I think that might be something that people have lost their effectiveness with. Is that they go out and they tell people how they feel as opposed to thinking before they do it and thinking about how people are going to react to it, phrasing it properly. Now, usually if you're like me and you have kind of a flair for the theatrical and whatnot, and you're up there knowingly entertaining people but telling them the truth sort of thing, it's not that difficult to get people to listen to you because you're the person who's on before and after you will be some old person with glasses who's been in the Communist League for like 40 years or something like that and kind of talks like this in a very slow monotone that has difficulty coming up with words after words after words. That sort of thing. So it's not that hard. But the what I feel is the real crux of the issue here is getting people away out of these little paradigms that they've got and coming them over to our side of thinking, the actual reality. Because how do you inform somebody that the reality that they perceive to be absolutely solid is in fact merely energy condensed to a slow vibration and there's nothing there?
I haven't figured that out yet, but I'm certainly working on it. When you put the glasses on or, take them off or whatever symbolizes, freedom, it's quite overwhelming for a while. And you're like, wow, I really don't know what I know. I don't know what is true. So I've become much more of a critical thinker and I think it's very overwhelming at first. So I think a lot of people, if you can give it to them in small bites, little pieces at a time, sometimes that helps too. Because to realize that this world is nothing like you thought it was, and it's just sometimes people shut down. And I think we have to help them, sometimes most people do better with a gradual process of enlightenment as opposed to everything all at once. Being hit over the head with, neutron bomb, so to speak.
You know what? Sometimes the neutron bomb is just the ticket, because if it hits you in the face like a police baton sort of thing, you wake up very quickly because you feel as though there's an immense motivation and a threat to you, and it gets you very interested, maybe out of a survival mode, do you think?
I mean, I think some people, and I think that's where getting to know people and knowing their personality and what they can handle and what they can't. My husband is a perfect example. He is a sweet, dear man. He's very, very smart. He's a very successful physician, but he is one of those people who just would rather stick his head in the sand and not know the good, the bad, and the ugly, because to him he can't do anything about it. So why worry about it? You know, that's the kind of mindset. I'm working with him, and I'm just feeding him slowly. That's the way you have to approach my husband. Whereas my daughter, she's 21, so I guess she's been, you know, less brainwashed, but she is just very open to it. And we have these amazing discussions, and she really knows what's going on. I have to work with her because she's kind of, she can tend to buy into the lies, you know, in the environmental movements that are out there. And I have to challenge her to tell me, you know, where she got her information and so forth. But on most things, I'm able to help her see the big picture and what the whole overarching agenda is. And I guess that's what you really have to go back to with people. Here's the big agenda: global government. Let me show you how all the pieces of the puzzle fit together to make that. So
each bit of the puzzle.
Maybe it's a combined approach. Yeah.
You know, each bit of the puzzle has its own intricate background and story. So therefore, when you've got a 1,000-piece puzzle, instead of just one picture at the end, what you have is a collage of thousands of photos and videos and books mm-hmm. and reading material and presidents and prime ministers and various other representations of overarching evilarchy and scumbaggery. That's the kind of complex, broad-based understanding that is required if you want to even be able to engage in the debate of what needs to be done with this society. Like, people need to be clued up to what is going on in reality first before they start making an ideology out of it.
Absolutely. Well, I think it's good to also look at the people. There's a website, and it's not my website. Kind of an overview of this whole move towards global governance. And anyway, the guy's done a really good job of putting together some, you know, links to the great videos out there that I'm sure you know of that educate us to the New World Order agenda. And also, but I think one of the most powerful things that he has put on there are quotes of the, you know, the players, the globalist elite players, and things they've actually said that are so shocking and horrifying that it really makes you stop and go, whoa, I can't believe Henry Kissinger said that. Or, you know, it's you know, that can get people's attention, too. That's why I think Ron Paul needs to just not argue back about whatever subject he's talking about, but just start quoting Thomas Jefferson. And, yeah. And you know, you can't argue with Thomas Jefferson, really, when you're an American.
Especially because he's dead.
Says they love freedom.
Especially because he's dead.
Yeah, there you go. Well, you know what I mean?
I just wanted to thank you very much for your call here. This has been a great little discussion we've had here.
Thank you. Thank you for... I love to listen to you. You just are a bright spot in my day. And I just keep up the good work over there in New Zealand, and I hope to come visit that wonderful place someday too. And congratulations on the Rugby
World Cup
championship. That's awesome.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we're going to need
even though you don't care.
We're going to need that Rugby World Cup to beg for change in the street. So thank you very much, Lisa, for calling.
Okay, take care. Thank you, Vinny.
And we have Brian from Wisconsin on the line. Brian, welcome to the show.
Hey, Vinny. Thanks for having me on the show. Just kind of calling in to elaborate a little bit on what the previous caller was talking about with regards to trying to find some common ground to talk to people about particular situations. I am a musician, so I do like to talk to people about the manipulation of the music system. I know that you... used to have Leonard Horowitz on many times. So that's a big topic for me when I'm discussing it with some of my friends. I just think that there's so many different ways that we can connect with people. And your previous call, I believe her name was Lisa. She was talking about how to approach it subtly, and I think that that's really the right approach for us right now, because we could go out into the street and, you know, the megaphone's very effective, but it also tends to turn people off if you're trying to hammer in an ideology, just like most of the people on the media are doing, too. I was wondering if we could, you know, talk about that for a little bit and possibly the ways that we could affect change on a daily basis within our work, within our social lives, within our families. That's why I wanted to call in, actually.
Yeah, yeah, and we're going to add another caller to this discussion here, Brian, because I think you do raise a very valid point, is that how can you make change in your daily life and all the general things that go on? Because I feel that because we're under a system of full spectrum dominance, we also need to then create a paradigm of full spectrum resistance. And this is only brought about by full spectrum awareness. You need to know what those spikes in the Iron Maiden are doing to you before you can, in fact, resist them. And I believe the caller that we have on the line here is Tony Farrell, or is it Tony Farrell? Tony, are you there?
Vinny, it's Ian Crane, okay?
Oh, Ian Crane, sorry, mate. Welcome to the show. What do you feel about that kind of discussion that we're talking about here, about how you can make changes to every single aspect of your life? But before we go into that, I'd love it if you could kind of just introduce yourself to the audience for those who may not be familiar with you, and also plug your websites and whatnot as well.
Okay, my name's Ian R. Crane. The website is www.ianrcrane, that's ianrcrane.co.uk. And, I thought the reason for joining you this morning, Vinny, was actually to discuss Codex Alimentarius, which, of course, is a big part of, the agenda that people need to be aware of. Raising the issue, look, what we're having to deal with right now is a consciousness issue as well. And, I mean, what we have to recognize is that there are people, unfortunately still the vast majority of people, who have psychological blocks to anything and everything that, we might want to share with them that is going to potentially rock their worldview. That doesn't mean to say we shouldn't sow the seed, but we have to be, I think, very careful about preaching.
Yes, and we'll talk about more of this after the break with my special guest, Ian Crane. We'll also be joined by one more, Brian in Wisconsin. You can still hold on and be part of this discussion too if you feel like it. Right after this break, ladies and gentlemen, at thevinnyeastwoodshow.com. It's Vinny with a Y, because it's the most important question.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. Tuberculite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Tuberculite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. Tuberculite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776.
However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners, which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride Flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we, the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride Flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride Flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Feeling stressed, tired, lacking energy, or lacking libido? Now you can take control of your healthcare goals in the privacy of your own home with the use of reliable, high-quality health products from Ideal Health in New Zealand. Conveniently delivered to your door anywhere in the world. You'll find our friendly health team offer well-researched health information plus the highest quality health products. We want to ensure you not only get the best value products available, but also ensure you get the fastest therapeutic results. With over 2,600 pages of health information and natural products, all compiled by our friendly naturopathic team. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand. Leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
You're listening to the Future of Talk. American Freedom Radio. This is American Freedom Radio.
Listen to Time for Hemp, hosted by Casper Leach. Afternoons, Monday through Friday, 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. Central. Only on American Freedom Radio.
On December 16th, 1961, the world turned upside down, then inside out, and I was born screaming in America. It was the tail end of the American dream, just before we lost our innocence irrevocably, when the TV eye brought the horror of our lives into our homes for all to see. I was told when I grew up I could be anything I wanted. A fireman, a policeman, a doctor, even president it seemed. And for the first time in the history of mankind, something new called an astronaut. But like many kids growing up on a steady diet of Westerns, I always wanted to be the cowboy hero. That lone voice in the wilderness, fighting corruption and evil wherever I found it, and standing for freedom, truth, and justice. And in my heart of hearts, I still track the remnants of that dream wherever I go in my never-ending ride into the setting sun.
Show right here on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. We've had some problems connecting Ian R. Crane to talk about Codex Alimentarius, but we conveniently have a replacement impromptu fabulous guest, Tony Farrell. Tony, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Vinny.
Give us a little bit of a breakdown about yourself and what your area of interest is so we can get on into this fabulous conversation.
Okay then, Vinny. Well, thanks for inviting me onto the show.
You're a little bit close to your mic there. Just pull it away from your mouth just a tiny bit.
Okay, Vinny. Is that any better?
Little bit more.
Okay.
That's beautiful.
It's a little bit sensitive. If it varies, let me know, do. I used to be a principal intelligence analyst for South Yorkshire Police. That's one of the largest police forces is in England and Wales, in the United Kingdom. And what happened about in June 2010, July 2010, I was dismissed for making a stance about 9/11 and 7/7 when I was asked to do a threat assessment that was expecting me to say that the threat for the UK citizens and the area of South Yorkshire came from Islamic terrorism. And it coincided with a belief that 9/11 and 7/7 were not as the government narratives would have us believe, but were inside jobs rather. And I took that view from my analysis outside of work, and therefore my Christian conscience and the professional standards for honesty and integrity at South Yorkshire Police meant that I wasn't supposed to tell a lie. Therefore, I alerted my management to that fact and made a stance that I wasn't prepared, unless given proofs, that to say that the threat was from Islamic terrorism, when I thought it was quite the opposite. They weren't able to offer me the proofs. They wanted to get me to occupational hell to get my mental health checked. And a standoff occurred, Vinny, and in September 2010, I was in front of a hearing that led to my dismissal for incompatible beliefs, where they said that my beliefs may be correct and that I was sincere and genuine and had done some excellent work for the organisation, had been in the principal analyst role and had been with South Yorkshire Police for 17 years, unblemished record. My beliefs could be correct, but nevertheless, it's not where they were in the scheme of things, therefore they dismissed me. And I'm in an interesting employment tribunal case now that's ongoing. Ian O'Crane was my representative in September at an unfair dismissal hearing for 3 days. We lost it, but we have a grounds for an appeal and the door is wide open. And that's where we are at the moment. So I'm trying to keep my case alive. It's an important case strategically because it brings in elements of 9/11, 7/7, the wars that we have in Afghanistan and Iraq, and the New World Order and its ideology. So it's quite a case with an interesting set of features, and I'm in the thick of it.
And of course, the scumbag judiciary are trying to block it, I assume, and make things just a little bit more difficult than they need to be?
Yeah, Ian Crane used the term institutional denial at every single stage of this process, from the initial hearings that were internal with South Yorkshire Police, to the appeal at the South Yorkshire Police Appeals Committee, to the pre-hearing review, where the judge was on record as saying my beliefs for 9/11 and 7/7 were absurd, to the actual 3-day substantive hearing for unfair dismissal, where at every single stage of the witnesses that we called, there was no investigation into the veracity of my beliefs that was put forward. I was the analyst, been asked to do the threat assessment, so it was my analysis that they were calling for. When they didn't like the subject matter of the analysis on the threat, they didn't want to look at it. So consequently, there was institutional denial, and at no stage whatsoever in any of this process had there been any investigation as to whether my beliefs could be correct or not. It's simply incompatible with where they are. And the judges at the employment tribunal appeared to sort of just ignore that fact and find ways to justify a decision that would support South Yorkshire Police in their dismissal. So that's where we are. Institutional denial all round.
Well, and again, this is probably one of the most repetitious things I say on this show. Not an isolated incident. Doesn't matter what country you're doing it in, because the judiciary, set up by the exact same people and indeed originally devised by Sir Francis Bacon way, way back in the day, and is completely dominated by nepotism, skullduggery, pedophilia, and scumbaggery.
Yeah, and I think the common denominator is that they're probably all Freemasons, and that's at the heart of it. It's all secret.
And you know what's interesting about that?
Network.
Just on TV last night, New Zealand TV, they're showing the Johnny Depp film From Hell, where it was actually Jack the Ripper was a Freemason. Okay, he was like the Queen's physician or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you just love that? It's right in your face. Okay, Freemasons are basically running crime. They're the scumbags. They're the hidden hand. And well, if you talk about them, you're crazy.
Yeah, that's correct. Well, I'm not crazy. The occupational health doctor at least had the courage to, when I had to go to occupational health, to say that my health was perfectly okay. Much to the disappointment, I feel, of my managers at South Yorkshire Police, who saw the only way of actually handling this awkward situation that I was presenting them was to actually get me out of the organisation on grounds of my mental health. But when it came back,
that's
to
all they
spy,
have. That's pretty much all they have, right, to really put up with. Hey, we have a caller on the line here. It's Marjorie from Arizona. We'll come to you in a second. One thing I wanted you to just kind of explain, Ian, is like, what is the professional protocol that you really have to follow, and what is it basically that the government isn't following when it comes to investigating 7/7 in terms of just investigating evidence, in a nutshell, so we can quickly go to Marjorie from Arizona.
Well, in my own case, I was guided by the Professional Standards for Honesty and Integrity, which state categorically that I should not, on no circumstances, in any police communication, be it written or verbal, give anything that's misleading. And therefore, that's why my analysis was such that I wasn't prepared to put down anything that didn't represent my own analysis. So that was my personal situation as regarding the London bombings. There's simply never been a proper investigation. The Lady Justice Hallett inquest that was that took place belatedly last year and going into the early part of this year was a whitewash where nothing was allowed to be challenged, and that the assumption that the four alleged bombers were guilty, even though they'd never been proven guilty in a court of law, was taken as read and could not be challenged in the terms of reference of that particular hearing. So it was a complete whitewash.
Pretty much. And Marjorie from Arizona, you're on the air.
Oh, hi, Finny. It's not Marjorie, and I'm not from Arizona. I don't know why.
Well, somebody's labelled you wrong. So it is what name and what state then?
there is no state. I'm from the Netherlands, and my name is Walter.
Walter,
but you can call me Walter, so it's fine.
Walter,
right on.
Yeah, Walter. Walter. I decided to call in.
I've just changed the description there, so now it's accurate. Okay, so the next time you call in, people will say, "Welcome to the show, Walter from the Netherlands," as opposed to Marjorie from Arizona, which is, I find, incredibly amusing and strange at the same time.
I decided to call in. I love the show thus far, though. Have you heard about the Vatican statement about the new economic world order?
Are you asking me that?
Well,
from the Vatican.
I don't think either of us have heard that. Have you, Ian? Because I haven't.
Tony, rather.
Well, it's
I have actually read a number of encyclicals that have been drawn to my attention by a guy called Professor Walter Veef in his Total Onslaught series, where he goes into depth about the New World Order and the links with the Vatican. Are you referring to something that's very, very recent that's come out from the Vatican?
Oh, yeah. It's a statement from the Vatican that they say they want a new economic world order, and we should use the United Nations as a reference point, and because it's all going down, so we need a central economic order to fix everything. And they also say that we shouldn't be looking at utilism for our ethics. Because what's best for the individual is not always in the common interest, according to the church state. So basically, they're collectivists, so they're preparing us for the socialist New World Order. But it's the same from
the
paper.
The Vatican's always been involved in a lot of really dodgy underhand dealings all the way back through time, basically. You know, the Inquisition. Oh, that was really nice, wasn't it? Give him the soft cushions!
Yeah, the Jesuit movement has infiltrated most of Christianity anyway. You know, 95% of Christian denominations are deceived, and it's just another part of the secret societies. So it's just it's Freemasonry in a different guise.
Yeah, I mean, they are the kind of what I refer to as part of the big three, the hidden hand, the Trilateral Commission. You know, they've got the military. Basic power of the world concentrated in Washington, D.C., which incidentally is outlaid in the shape of a gargantuan pentagram. They have the financial hub in London, which incidentally the tallest building has a giant pyramid on top. And they have the ecclesiastical power in the Vatican, which incidentally is completely and utterly independent from absolutely everything, and virtually has influence all over the world in terms of people's religion, which is one of the most greatest powers that you can have, is powers over people's belief. And it's no wonder and no surprise that they lust and thirst for power. And indeed, people always talk about this kind of like the Antichrist, etc. Apparently, there's like some description of many, many references in the Bible about the Antichrist, and there's no person or organization on earth that could be the Antichrist except the Vatican that ticks all those boxes. Basically, that's what they're talking about. And so here we have the alleged Antichrist, the Vatican, right, saying that we need a new economic world order and we should implement it through all the UN. Doesn't that sound a little bit anti-Christian to you?
Absolutely. And what we have got, Vinny, is within the Christian denominations, a complete, it's institutional denial that what we had in the Reformation was the great reformers, the Wesleyans and the Lutherans, Calvin, all actually nominating and identifying the Antichrist as the Vatican and Rome. But for some reason, all that ground that was gained in the Reformation has been completely lost now. And 95% of Christians and Christian denominations would not adhere to the Vatican being the Antichrist system. They have something to do with a futurist Antichrist. So all that ground has been lost, and infiltrated probably by the Jesuits, which is after all their ultimate aim, to infiltrate and bring us back closer under the Mother Church, which is Rome. And actually, they've rather succeeded, I think, and that's why we've got a Christian church that actually does not speak out against any of the wrongdoing in the imperialistic America and Great Britain. The church is silent on the matter, and that's because they've been, you know, the church, by and large, has been completely deceived. We have a historicist Antichrist system, but it's not been recognised as such. You recognise it, I recognise it, but few people do.
Yeah, and again, it comes back to deception, and as it says allegedly in the Bible, I don't know, I haven't read this chunk, but in the end, towards the days of well, we're all going to be screwed by the Antichrist, etc.
Revelation.
Many people will be deceived. You know, people of all denominations. Okay.
Absolutely.
And us as people who understand about the hidden hand, Rothschild bankers, Rockefellers, etc. Blah 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 blah. Doesn't matter what it is. New World Order. We know that the deception is huge, but the irony is that deception has been huge for quite some time, right? So it doesn't actually give too much of a time frame saying people will be deceived. I mean, can anybody give me a point of reference in time and place in history where people didn't actually have no clue as to what the hell is going on in general? It's always been a small minority of people who understand what the heck is going on, and all of the rest of us are just bumbling along pretty much accidentally for them to manipulate and enslave later on. You listen to the Vinnie Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com, and we'll be right back after the break. Walter in the Netherlands, you can hold on if you want as well. My very special guest is Tony Farrell. We'll be right back.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. BlueShield comes in three models, a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about BlueShield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the BlueShield banner. BlueShield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. Following a radiological or nuclear event, radioactive iodine may be released into the air and then be breathed into the lungs. Radioactive iodine may also contaminate the local food supply and get into the body through food or through drink. When radioactive materials get into the body through breathing, eating or drinking, the thyroid gland quickly absorbs the chemical. Radioactive iodine absorbed by the thyroid can then injure the gland. But you can protect yourself with use potassium iodide, which acts to block radioactive iodine from being taken into the thyroid gland and can help protect this gland from injury. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
News and information you can trust. This is American Freedom Radio. Freedom, freedom, American Freedom Radio. Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Your life, as it has been, is over.
Radio Free Humanity on AFR. Listen to The Paradigm Shift, Saturday nights, 10 p.m. Central.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vatican Mafioso Show. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show on American Freedom Radio. My very special guest is Tony Farrell, coming at us live from the Uber Kingdom.
And we incidentally have two callers on the line. We have Walter from the Netherlands and a regular caller to the show. It's the Greek. So, Walter, if you have one more question before we let you go and get on to the Greek and Tony Farrell, now's your chance.
Well, thank you, Kappa de Kappi. I have a question for you. Do you want a new BlackBerry?
I really do.
Well, then you have to come to the Netherlands and go to Rotterdam, because the minister over here wants to give the cops a BlackBerry so they can actively search for illegals and use a thumbprint scanner to check if they're legal or illegal. Because in the Netherlands, you have to give your fingerprints if you want to have a passport or ID. So now they're going to use, they're going to check your fingerprints on the street because they think you're illegal, to check if you are illegal or not illegal. Isn't that great?
Sounds like an absolutely free and democratic country to me.
All sunshine and unicorns over here, man.
Sunshine.
Oh, and did you know that? The meeting that the European meeting with the finance ministers and the Eurotop exactly and stuff, it's cancelled. Well, the finance ministers are not going to meet up because they can't figure out what to do. But the leaders, so the puppet show will still go on, but nothing will be decided.
So let me get this straight. We can't figure out what to do, therefore let's not meet and try and learn something and how to stop it. It's probably because they don't want to stop it, because they probably caused it. Freaking finance sinisters. They're scum. All of them. All right, well, thank you very much, Walter, for your call. And you have yourself
no problem,
a
man.
Lovely, yeah. Lovely police state day.
Ciao.
Don't get thumb scanned.
I'll give the BlackBerry a miss.
Well, they don't have my fingerprint anyway, so
all right.
I won't give my fingerprint to my government.
All right. Not for long.
I will find your fingerprint.
Yes. All right. Thanks, Walter, for your call, man. And now we have the Greek. You're on the air.
Greetings. Thanks for having me on again, Vinny.
Always a pleasure to have you on, mate. Have you got a question for Tony?
Oh, yeah, well, you know, this fellow was mentioning, I think it was Tony or the other fellow as well, was mentioning about the Vatican single currency, and also there was a little talk about religion, and comment in the question. The comment is, all biblical scholars should be on a breadline for their ignorance, and the second thing is, because the actual Bible has lost its viability through the English versions, the only way to really get any succinct information imparted in terms from a prophetic point of view, would be to go back to the original languages. I had once sent you some information regarding that. And the talk about something like an Antichrist, for example, most people do not understand the actual text. And basically, this Antichrist figure arises because the world is in such turmoil, and none of the current systems in place have a solution. And he rises... let's say, to the world scope of attention, makes a proposal, and it's accepted by the whole world, and then he becomes this one world leader. And I've never heard that really mentioned, and this is as plain can be, of what's in the text. So the Vatican has been around for so long, they're more really a revival of an old Babylonian institution of the sun god. So what my point is, all of the things that need to be in place for this particular character to rise into power are not even barely on the horizon at this point. So for the question would be, if you know, would one have to rely on the religious aspect, or one is it important that one goes back and actually relies on the text that the particular religion says that they adhere to?
Well, the interesting thing is the Bible itself was cut together by the Romans originally, and then the King James was a revised version. So you don't know what's actually really supposed to be in there, or what was allegedly missed out, or whatnot. Dead Sea Scrolls, yada, yada, yada. So I take the perspective of I'm not going to let my belief dictate my actions per se. I'm going to let my belief dictate my moral ethic, and the facts dictate my actions.
Right, but the point is, like you mentioned, the King James and all these English versions. I've studied the Hebrew and Greek, and there's really, they're not, one is basically telling the story, and the original languages, like you mentioned, the Dead Sea Scroll, is in 100% adherence with the modern Hebrew texts as well, but most people don't read those. You know, for example, you hear people saying, well, Armageddon, or, you know, that's just a mountain range, you know, and so we've changed the names of these words, or the word apocalypse, which just means to reveal, to, and we've added these connotations. You know, when someone says, hey, Vinny, you know, the apocalypse is coming, you know, well, that word actually means to reveal. Well, what are you going to apocalypse, right? But, you know, we've already attached such a negative connotation to it, meaning like the end of the world, and that has really put us in really, really bad shape, I believe, in terms of even even discussing the text. In other words, what's that old movie? It says, what we have here is a failure to communicate, right? Kind of thing.
Yeah, and I think that's about right. And I want to thank you, Greg, for your call.
Thanks much.
Tony, you had something that we were talking about over the break that you wanted to sort of get out there, and we're almost coming to the end of the show, so I just kind of wanted to give you some breathing room to tell us your story.
Okay, well, this is not to do with my employment tribunal, but it is to do with my employer, my former employer, South Yorkshire Police, and that the greatest tragedy in a football match was in 1989 in the United Kingdom, where 96 people lost their lives as a result of crushing in the stadium. This was between an FA Cup semi-final, Liverpool and Nottingham Forest. And for 22 years, the Liverpool supporters and families of the 96 people who lost their lives have clamoured for the truth. And under secret files for 30 years, under Margaret Thatcher's regime, and secret meetings between senior managers of South Yorkshire Police, that truth has never been actually fully disclosed. But last Monday, in the Houses of in the House of Commons, there was a four-hour debate, the like of which the parliamentarians have never had before. It was It was Merseyside United down there in the House of Commons, whereby the wind of change is happening, and that all the politicians, assuming that they were playing up to the audience a little bit in the gallery where I was watching all this unfold, were clamouring for the truth and everything, full, warts and all, to be disclosed about Hillsborough. And I was a Liverpool supporter. I was an employee of South Yorkshire Police, who were the police force that were involved in the cover-up of Hillsborough, where the commander really put out disinformation that put the blame on the Liverpool fans and supporters and diverted all the blame away from South Yorkshire Police. Well, it's come back to haunt them after 22 years, because now the politicians, to a person, are united in clearing the good name of the name of the Liverpool families and supporters on the day, and now saying that really this was complete disinformation that has been hidden from for 22 years, that wrongfully put the blame and demonised Liverpool supporters, instead of actually allowing the police force to own up and actually take full responsibility for the wrongdoing. And that's been covered up for 22 years. That's about to come to be fully disclosed now, which should be very interesting. And I have particularly a particular story that is very pertinent as to the extent to which the police were prepared to cover up their own reputations, whereby the highest commanding officer on the day, a former ACC, Walter Jackson, was actually a gibbering wreck underneath the table of the control room inside the stadium when all the CCTV was showing the horror that was unfolding as people were actually being crushed to death. Now, that fact was never, ever disclosed. So The police officers that surrounded him in the control room made statements. The press officer who told me the story at the time, at the 20th anniversary, made a statement. And so too did ACC Walter Jackson, who was a gibbering wreck underneath the table. None of that ever got disclosed, which is a monstrous cover-up and an example of the degrees to which the establishment will go to in order to cover up their own wrongdoing. Now, the whole of Liverpool are raising up against this, and a petition of 140,000 people swayed the parliamentarians to turn 180 degrees and come right behind them last Monday. And that was the first time in 22 years. Now, what happened subsequently in 1989 was that the media, Murdoch's media, The Sun, probably one of the most popular newspapers that have been around in the United Kingdom, has never been purchased since, because they put all the blame unfairly as a result of what the messages that South Yorkshire Police put out on the day. They put the blame squarely on the Liverpool supporters, made up plenty of lies, and that demonised the Liverpool supporters. Well, they're getting justice now, and I think they're just about to get to the truth. But it's taken 22 years to get justice for the 96. And I myself said to the MP at the end of the parliamentary debate, when justice for the 96 is finished, we need justice for the 56. And by 56, I mean the 52 people that died on the 7th of July 2005 in the London bombings, plus the four patsies that were set up, the alleged bombers that have never been proven guilty in a court of law and were far more likely to have been the innocent patsies that were assassinated in some way, at least two of them in Canary Wharf.
Indeed.
The truth of the 56 needs to come out, and the rhetoric of the parliamentarians, of we want to be truthful
now. We've got to go.